The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Ishka Éireann has issued an appeal urging the public to use less water as weather gets warmer. But why is it important and how can we do this? Tell us more. We are joined by Dr. Jenny Lawler from the DCU Water Institute. Jenny, it seems people will be saying inevitably, sure, it's been lashing rain for the last number of months. How are we running short of water? But it's not quite as straightforward as that, is it?
Hi, Shane. How are you? Thanks for having me on. Actually, if we have a look, the EPA publish hydrological bulletins for every month. So you can go and look and see, you know, how much rainfall we're having. But the critical thing is, how are the levels of our rivers and our lakes and our groundwater? And actually, if you look at comparing this year versus last year we probably had better availability of water than we do this year. We've had quite a dry May, especially in the east side of the country. And about 25% of our rivers, lakes and groundwater are at below normal levels. So, as we come into the hotter part of the summer, there's definitely a few things that we need to do to try and protect against that.
And in terms, before we get to that, the water quality is also down as well, is it?
So the EPA published their water quality report for 2025 a couple of days ago, and it is not good news, unfortunately. When you think about water conservation, people normally think about quantity and the amount that's available, but we have to think about quality as well. There's pressure on the water resources, but the water quality actually is not improving, and that is a really, really bad story for Ireland. Our kind of pristine waters, our blue dot rivers, have deteriorated significantly. And we just have kind of fluctuations. We're not making any improvements, which is a really, really bad news for us here in Ireland.
Okay.
With the amount of investment that we're putting in to water quality in the country, you know, we should be able to tackle this.
Okay. I'm looking at a survey commissioned by Ishka Éireann. One third of Irish people pay little attention to water conservation issues, which is kind of extraordinary. But what should we be doing? Give us some tips.
Yeah, so there's obvious things we can do in the house to reduce non-essential water use. So things like taking shorter showers instead of baths, you know, not watering your garden at the hot part of the day with a hose, fixing any little leaks in your house, like the drip down the back of the toilet. So these kind of small actions by, you know, lots of people can actually make a huge difference. But we also, there's a lot we can do to protect the water quality as well that people might not think about. So things like garden fertilizers, slug pellets, things like that. Looking at medicines as well. So a lot of people will flush medicine down the toilet. That's a really bad thing to do because that then goes into our wastewater treatment plants, which eventually, you know, can end up in our drinking water sources. Actually, something people might not think about is actually dog waste. So you've probably heard, you know, recently, you know, there's bathing water quality issues. Some of those poor quality samples are actually just as simple as somebody's not picked up after their dog and that's gone into the water and then that's picked up in the sample. So these kind of things will really help to protect our rivers and our lakes, which is something that, you know, these little actions can really make a big difference to both the quality and the quantity as well.
That's interesting about not putting medicines down, not flushing them down the loo, and that's a complete no-no.
Yeah, so I mean, our wastewater treatment plants aren't really designed to remove things like pharmaceuticals and personal care products, and you know, even when you put things like Voltarol gel on your body and then you have a shower, that goes straight to our wastewater treatment plants. They don't really remove all of them, and then obviously we've got a circular kind of water economy, so our wastewater goes back into a receiving water body, which could be a river or a lake or the sea, depending on where you are in the country, but it then gets treated, it becomes our drinking water. And the more kind of emerging contaminants like this that we see in our drinking water, the more expensive it is to provide high quality drinking water that we need.
Okay.
So these kind of pressures are really interlinked.
What about using the garden hose? Is that a no-no?
Ideally, you'd use a sprinkler instead, and you would spot water exactly where you want to, because when you water the garden with a hose, quite a lot of the time, you're just evaporating off that water then. And it's actually not that good for your garden either. If you look at the plant health, you shouldn't really be watering the leaves of your plants. You should be watering the ground below your plants. Otherwise, you're just losing a lot of it to evaporation. So you have to be targeted. And the best way to do that is actually to use a watering can instead of using a hose. So you're better off doing that. And no power washing the driveway.
No, fair enough. Oh, yeah, power washers again. Try not to use them.
Yeah.
Okay. Feel free to dodge this one if you want, but I can't help but point out that when we did have water charges for that very brief period, demand for water dropped pretty dramatically. There was a sharp fall off in the amount we were using. Did we make a mistake in that regard, getting rid of water charges?
Well, I think water charges are definitely not a thing that is going to be put back on the table, for many political reasons. So there's no point in talking about it. We pay for water through our taxation system. You know, water needs significant investment. Itgearan has a very robust plan that goes out to about 2050. But, you know, it's a very challenging area. And the thing is, like, this kind of resilience that we need to build into the system, it's not only about building bigger and better treatment plants and replacing pipes. It's about protecting the quality of the water that we have in the first place. You know,
and we have a role to play in that as well.
Increasing pressure.
It's not always down to the state to do it. We have to take responsibility.
Oh, absolutely. We have to take responsibility, and definitely having awareness of our water quantity and quality is really, really important. There's a lot of things that everybody can do. We call that demand management. You know, what can the population do to reduce demand and reduce pressure on the water infrastructure?
Okay, Dr. Jenny Lawler from the DCU Water Institute, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.